Well, I don't remember writing it, but it's more or less right. As a kid, I got off on electronics, especially electronics that made a sound. Now, when I say electronics, it's not like the electronics of today. Electronics was one or two vacuum tubes and a couple of resistors and a couple of capacitors and these big fat transformers, and you could put the whole thing together on the kitchen table. It was a hobby. Some kids were out playing baseball. Nearly everybody else was out beating each other up. I couldn't do either, but I really liked electronics. My father was an amateur radio operator, and back then, he was one of the very first amateur radio operators. So he remembers days when vacuum tubes were powered from batteries, and what I was doing seemed very avant-garde and modern to him, but that's the same way that what you do today, it seems natural to you because you've grown up with computers now and digital stuff. The electronics I grew up with seemed natural to me, and I've been at it ever since. Is changing an electrical voltage from low to high, and back from high to low. And I've turned a knob up here that is called glide rate. It's slowing down the steps that I would normally get playing the keyboard. And this is the sort of thing that musicians and us instrument designers learned on the job during the 60s. Nobody had this understanding before, because before voltage control oscillators, it wasn't possible to do what I